We are going to make America so great again.
You want to know the absolutely most important thing about the results of the New Hampshire primaries? The winners aren't even real members of the parties for whose nomination they're running. Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, won his Senate seat as an independent. Sure, he caucuses with the Democrats, and many of his policy positions fit easily within the donkey party's tent. But it's nothing short of amazing that he's the one giving Hillary Clinton the scare of her lifetime. Something similar goes for Donald Trump, who has registered as a Democrat in the past, supports universal health care, and is nobody's idea of a rock-ribbed Republican. Not only did these guys win last night and come in second in Iowa, they're responsible for record turnouts, too. Every survey shows the same thing. A majority of Americans are frustrated with the electoral choices they're being offered, and trust and confidence in government and authority are at historic lows. As a whole, the nation is socially liberal and fiscally conservative. And until we get a party or two that speaks to that great and growing group of crypto libertarians who just want to get on with a life that will mostly be lived beyond politics, you can expect more independent candidates making life very difficult for traditional party types. So regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, take a moment to thank them for revealing just how little voters care for the Democratic and the Republican parties. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.